We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the March or Die podcast, where I do my best every week to discuss this topic. How do we move forward in the battles of life when it seems like our world is falling apart? How do we move forward when it feels like everything is stacked against us? How do we do it? We talk about that every week, and today is no different. Today, the topic that we'll discuss is this one. How, in the battle, do we seize the day? Seize the day. How do we find the opportunity in battles? If you're going to move forward in the battles of life, you need to understand how to seize the opportunities in front of you. We're going to talk about that. Before we do, thank you so much for watching. If you're watching this live stream, thank you for participating. Go ahead and leave a comment if you would be so kind, if you'd like to do that. Any questions that you might have there, would love to interact with you there. If you're watching this after the fact, thank you for that as well. And for those of you that are watching, go over to your favorite podcast site, whatever that is. We're on iHeart, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, just about every other podcast site. Wherever you enjoy podcasts, go there. Take a chance to listen to the podcast version of this episode and subscribe. Very important to subscribe so that you can get the information and this content when it comes out. I do my best every Saturday morning to push the content out, and you'll know that if you're subscribed. So please do that, and thank you for those of you that are, and for those of you that are listening and not watching. Again, I appreciate you so much. It's fun to do this, but it would not be as fun if there weren't people listening. So thank you for listening, and I trust that this will be a help to you. I enjoy talking about these topics and kind of unpacking some of these things, because all of us understand what it's like in life to go through those moments where we feel like we're in a battle that was unexpected, a battle we would not have asked for, but one we need to get through. And it's in the middle of those battles that we have to make a decision. We have to decide that we are either going to march forward, we're going to move forward, we're going to put one foot in front of the other and get to the place where we can continue the fight, or we're going to stay where we are and die. That death, as we've described in the past and in the last couple of episodes, I've talked about this, but death is not always physical death. And there are people who, in the battles of life, give up. They die physically. Some take their lives physically because they just can't even bear the thought of moving forward. But so much of death is not that physical death. And when I talk about it, I'm not talking about the physical aspect of it. Really, I'm talking about kind of the spiritual aspect, the emotional aspect, the relational aspect. We know that there are people who are physically alive. They're drawing breath. They're doing their thing. They're going to work. They're raising their kids. They're involved in their family. But really, on the inside, they're dead. Things have gotten too hard. They're just going along. They're hoping to get from one end of the day to the other, from one end of the week to the other, get to the next vacation, to the next thing. They're just trying to survive. And really, if you're just trying to survive, you're not living the life that you were created to live. So how do we move forward when the world around us seems to be falling apart? I love this question. There are so many aspects to this. Go back and listen to the other podcast episodes, and we'll continue to break this down. But I want to tell you a story today, and when we talk about seizing the day, carpe diem, right? Seize the day. Find the opportunity in the battle. There's so many wonderful stories from history. I want to share one with you, and perhaps you've heard this. I was in the Marine Corps, as many of you, most of you know. Perhaps you were in the Marine Corps as well. If you were, there are a few historical figures that are important to you. Now, whether you like them or not, not relevant, but they're important to you. One of those for every Marine would be Chesty Puller. Chesty Puller was a Marine's Marine. We sing about him in cadences. We almost, and for some, not just almost, idolize him. He is a legend in the Marine Corps. If you're not familiar with him, go and look up Lewis B. Chesty was his nickname. Chesty Puller, an incredible, incredible human being, certainly an incredible warrior. 37 years of service in the United States Marine Corps. Served in the Banana Wars in Haiti and the wars that took place there shortly after the turn of the last century. He was involved in World War II and then in the Korean War. Enlisted first, was later commissioned, had just about every command you can have in the Marine Corps, and in the process of time, again, became a legend. Many awards, 5 Navy crosses. There's an argument to be made that at least one of those should have been a Congressional Medal of Honor. An incredible human being, an amazing man. He was in a battle, and so many of the battles that he was in are legendary, but during the Korean War, he was in the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir, and again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time breaking that down today. If you have not read about the Chosin Reservoir during the Korean War, you need to. There's a great book called Colder Than Hell. It's a book that talks about this. Chesty Puller was there. He was leading Marines. He had about 19,000 Marines there. This was a bad situation. They were fighting. It was extremely difficult, as you can imagine. He made a statement while he was there. I'm going to give you the background first and then tell you the statement. This statement that I'll share with you here in just a second was made when he was the commander of the 1st Marine Division. The Battle of the Chosin Reservoir was happening. 19,000 Marines were hopelessly surrounded by 150,000 troops of the Chinese 9th Army Group. 19,000 Marines, 150,000 communist Chinese troops. And again, if you're a Marine, you know those are bad odds for the Chinese. Not bad for the Marines, bad for the Chinese. Man, what a battle, right? 19,000 against 150,000. Bitterly cold weather. That's why the book Colder Than Hell outlines a lot of this. Negative 30 degrees at points in time. And Chesty Puller began to do some things that strategically made a difference. It caused a breakout to happen. An incredible series of events. Go back and look at this. The Battle of the Chosin Reservoir. It was there that he received his 5th Silver Star. And that's the one that many people argue should have been a Congressional Medal of Honor. While that was happening, while all of that was taking place, he was receiving reports of where the Chinese troops were and how this was all shaping up, and found out at one point that they were surrounded, overwhelmingly so. Here's what he said. He said, "We've been looking for the enemy for some time now. We finally found him. We're surrounded." That simplifies things. Can you imagine that? This hardened war veteran, this was toward the end of his career, one of the last engagements of his career. He had gone through almost 40 years of service to his nation. Many of those years, a lot of that time, was in combat. He said, "We've been trying to hunt these guys down for a long time. We haven't been able to find them. We finally found him. They've surrounded us." That makes things so easy. Other reports, and it's hard to know what is true and what is not, but other reports would say that he made this statement and then said, "Now we can shoot in any direction." You know what that was? That was battlefield optimism. General Puller was caught in a moment in time where the odds were against him. It was an overwhelming battle. By all indications, he and those Marines should have died there. But what he did was he looked for the opportunity. He said, "This makes it easier, right? We don't have to find the enemy. They're right here. They're all around us. Turn around and start shooting." And that's what they did. They broke out and they were victorious. Incredible moment in history, because an incredible leader did not allow himself to be overwhelmed by the circumstance, but rather, in a battle that maybe he didn't expect, He looked for the opportunity. He was willing to seize the day. You know, in the battles of life, you may be going through some very specific battles right now, relationally, maybe related to your health, maybe it's financial, maybe it's something else. Many folks in the country and around the world are dealing with coronavirus issues and health issues and the mandates of their local governments. We in the United States are looking toward an election. There's so much going on. We can be, if we're not careful, overwhelmed in this battle that we find ourselves in. Absolutely overwhelmed. And yet, if we're willing to, we can find the opportunity and lean in. Now, this is not happy talk. This is not silver lining talk. This isn't, hey, look for the silver lining in your rain cloud kind of counsel. That's never helpful and certainly not very encouraging. What I'm saying is to understand that where you are may not be the place that you decided to be. But it's a place that presents unique opportunities to you if you're willing to accept those opportunities. You have to put this in your own context, your own issues that you're dealing with right now. But perhaps these issues are an opportunity to do something that you would not have had the opportunity to do otherwise. I think there are a couple of things that we need to do if we're going to seize the day in the battle. We need to gain a historical perspective. Gain an historical perspective. What does that mean? Well, often when we find ourselves in a battle, we allow ourselves then to be convinced that we're the only ones who have ever been in a battle just like this. No one else has ever experienced something as bad as this. You know why military leaders study military history? So that they can learn the lessons of the past and chart a course forward, having learned from what others did before them. Get some historical perspective. Understand that you're not the only one who's been through this, and that some of the people who have been there before you have learned some lessons and taught some lessons that you could take into your own life and that could help you navigate your way forward. Get a historical perspective. Acknowledge your current circumstances. This is important, and this is why it's not a silver lining type of conversation. Acknowledge your current circumstances. Don't pretend that things aren't as bad as they are. Sometimes things are as bad as they feel. They are, and when you begin to acknowledge your current circumstance, you then look at those pieces of the circumstance objectively, and you can make decisions based on what you've learned. Some people either refuse to acknowledge it or they become overwhelmed by it. You need to take three steps back, look at things as they are, acknowledge the truth, begin to deconstruct and tackle those issues, those problems, those events and circumstances one at a time. Acknowledge your current circumstance. There's nothing helpful in pretending like everything's okay when it's not. But after acknowledging your current circumstance, look for opportunity. Begin to look for the opportunities. Maybe for you, it's the opportunity of saying, we are absolutely overwhelmed. We've been running down the enemy. Here they are. They're everywhere. This makes things easier. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's an opportunity to teach your kids how to go through a time like this. Maybe it's an opportunity to be kind to someone else. Maybe it's just an opportunity to grow personally into a person that you can become exactly what you were created to become and do exactly what you were created to do. You can become now what you need to be later. I don't know what it is for you, but begin to look for the opportunities. Lean in. Lean into those opportunities. Remembering your moment in time. I like to, for myself, reflect on the fact that God knew exactly when I would be alive and exactly what I would be going through. And that in that, this is the moment he decided I should be here. And so this is my moment in time given to me by God. It's an opportunity that he's given to me. So instead of simply trying to survive and get to the other side, I want to seize the day, seize the opportunity. This is my moment in time. And if I learn well and do well and act well, I can leave something behind that is meaningful and that can serve as a guide to others. Seize the day in the battle. I know this isn't a deep thought, but it is one that often is lost. When we become overwhelmed in the middle of the fight, don't be overwhelmed. Acknowledge your current circumstance. It's real. Learn from history the fact that others have been through things similar to this, and they've learned some lessons and taught some lessons that can be a help to you. Look for the opportunities, whatever they are, and then lean in. Seizing the moment that you were created to live and leaving something behind that matters. What a great opportunity we have, even in the fight. We don't ask for the battles. We'd rather not have them. But often it is in the middle of the fight that the greatest opportunities of our life take place. Don't miss them. And as you move forward, remember, when the bullets are flying, you only have two choices. You can march one foot in front of the other, getting to a place where you can more effectively win the battle, or you can stay where you are and die. But the choice is yours.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.